Bodybuilding for young ladies. Tips, tricks, and hacks. Normally, bodybuilding is low priority because of how needy it seems to be. But what actually happened is that boys made up a bunch of lies about it, so that they don't have to work out and can just simply pretend and look like they're busy. If you do it correctly, bodybuilding is as easy as dancing with dumbbells. Obviously, something that jackasses pretending to be men can't do. But you could, and very easily so. And there is a little bit of extra here that you will probably really appreciate. You can wonderfully help your parents, and grandparents especially, by encouraging and reminding them to wear wrist and ankle weights. This is, of course, a great shortcut and applies to you as well. You should also consider wearing a weight vest for abdominal and enhanced legs. But these are not meant for the gym. You have to wear them throughout the day, just like an overweight person wears their fat. You can see how overweight people have really muscular legs. That's the weight effect, and also, that's pretty much how bodybuilding works. You gradually weigh yourself down while performing natural motions as your body adapts. Please take your time when researching these products. The old sandbag type is too big and too annoying. And I bought a vest once that was filled with little iron spheres. They are supposed to be non-rusting steel. Iron rusts almost instantly. It stains, and rust has a smell that's distracting during a workout. If you buy a crappy thing, you will sabotage your easy-peasy bodybuilding. So take your time. I recommend plastic or rubber-dipped weights and a tactical or tacti-cool weight vest. You can even get a plate carrier with non-ballistic plates. Plate carriers, also known as body armor, are a simple and well-tested design. Might as well get grandma a helmet too. Once she gets buff, a whole lot of grandpas will try to goose her. Your shoes are extremely important because ultimately you should dance at the gym. Do not wear shoes with lifted heels, even a little. We are not evolved for it. It's just like high heels at the gym. You do not need any height at your heel. Get flat shoes and get wide ones too. They are called zero drop, wide toe box. They will protect you from pump bump, a deformity in the back of your foot. They should cost only about $20. The best shoes, as it turns out, are the cheapest ones. Once you start dancing at the gym, your rubber shoe will catch on the rubber mat. This will hurt your ankles. Get double-sided tape, the thicker the better, make sure it is waterproof, and cover the entire bottom of the shoe. And then step onto a kitchen cutting mat. Sturdy, high-density polyethylene. I get 2 for $1 at my local store. Once it's stuck to the bottom of the shoe, cut around it. Now you can slide on rubber mats. However, tiles are now deadly, so be careful. You need a dance shoe and a normal shoe. Don't walk around in your dance shoes. Polyethylene lasts 3 weeks on a rubber mat. That becomes 3 days if you wear it elsewhere. Unless you like arts and crafts or slipping in a public restroom, don't walk around on non-rubber surfaces. This next one will sound simple. But this is the heart of bodybuilding. And bodybuilding is a simple thing. Here is how I say it to myself when I get tired, and please quote me. There is no sitting, only doom.
Anything that demands sitting is less of an exercise than just randomly prancing around. Very often, people come to the gym and trick themselves into performing exercises that are worse than if they just walked to a store and carried the groceries back. The way I explain this is that old babushkas get a better workout than all the gym stars. And I'm not actually making a joke here. They are stronger, faster, and yes, more muscular. They have powerful integrated musculature. They don't drive around much. Which brings us to the myth of muscle isolation. Compare dancing with dumbbells to any machine or bench press or even the squat rack. The real result of muscle isolation is just not working on all your other muscles. Muscle isolation prevents you from becoming a bodybuilder by slowing your progress down. And sets and reps are even worse. Lifting heavy cuts off your circulation and your workout. You will never lift heavier or for longer because heavy means you are not working out for long enough to adapt. See, muscle isolation and sets and reps are a fantasy that people came up with to pretend to work out at the gym, and then others copied it, thinking that it's the real thing. It's a real tragedy. Today, bodybuilding lays in ruin. The only people who do have muscles are the ones that lost weight, and the ones that have been doing it wrong for decades. Bodybuilding just takes months. A real bodybuilding workout is non-stop. To get to non-stop, you first jog, then jog with 3 and 5 pound dumbbells. And only then come to the gym, now equipped with proper amounts of endurance. At the gym, you start dancing, which is the bodybuilder version of jogging. Still a full body exercise, but now weighted down some more and including some other muscles. Jogging is a fast exercise for fast moving weights. It's perfect for building up endurance and those initial weights. Dancing, especially to country music at first, 90s country, is much slower, and this allows you to safely go up in dumbbell weight. Yes. While jogging endurance gave you non-stop, your muscles will still get disrupted by the dumbbells, and that means you have to cycle your standing dumbbell exercises. You start with biceps, then move on to over-shoulder press while your biceps rest, and maybe do the side lifts, lateral dumbbell raise, and go back to the biceps that are now rested. So it's non-stop, and when your biceps do get tired, you switch to the next exercise. There's only like 3 or 4 standing dumbbell exercises. Nothing else is required because dumbbells in your hands will affect your entire body. Arms, shoulders, back, abdominal area, and legs. Now you have your non-stop, and you don't have to stop lifting. You just keep going in circles. Normal dancing with dumbbells naturally means you lift on one beat and then lower the weight on the next. As a bonus, you get to enter a dance trance that makes time pass faster. It's like driving around and not realizing you just made it back home. Ask your grandma to explain. I'm sure you want to know if machines, squat racks, and bench presses are any useful. Those devices are for the elderly who have lost their muscle and now need a recovery harness. But since daddies have been using them to lay and pretend to work out with uselessly heavy weights that never give them bigger muscles, they have been evolved into being much too challenging for the elderly. It's very unfair. The daddies and their student sons wouldn't purchase a gym membership unless it came with a pretend to work out weight and a bed and a chair and a couch and a sofa and an armchair. That all looks manly and mean. Don't worry about shaming their behavior. Shame is their secret handshake and language. An elderly come first. It's good manners. The biggest question for those just starting out is how long and when to switch. Your muscles grow probably at the same rate they atrophy, and certainly at the same rate that your leg recovers from having been in a cast. And that means months, not years, certainly not decades. But you have to keep on the edge so that your body remembers, oh, I need to adapt, and continues growing muscle. As to when to switch to heavier weights once you are jogging with 5 pounds, that is something your body answers. You simply try to see if you can do it yet. The way I explain it is this. Earn your 45 or 60 minutes worth of jogging endurance with 3 or 5 pounds, and then start lifting in the beginning again, with the lightest of dumbbells, now dancing. But you must never lift so light that you can lift more, because then your body won't adapt. And you must never ever lift so heavy that the weights upset your hard-earned endurance and stop you. If you are forced to stop within that 45 or 60 minute period, then you are lifting too much. You went ahead too fast. You have now disrupted your workout. Might want to go home early and try again the next day. You have to tune the weights you are lifting so that they don't ruin your exercise. And when you are young, you probably just work out every other day. But you can go turbo sometimes and slowly make your way up to 5 days a week. That will give you that terrifying Olympic build with muscles everywhere and people saying, "What the heck?" But doing something every day changes your diet, your level of tiredness, and messes up your electrolytes. I think maybe everyday workouts are best reserved for the obese, as they actually have a reason to push to repair their body as fast as possible before fat causes any harm. Turbo is mostly for fat guys, and maybe to prepare for some occasion. I don't think it's a great idea. Every other day will do, and I suspect that every other day allows your body to heal and grow even more muscle. But remember, non-stop, and you must cycle your standing dumbbell exercises while you dance. The most important thing, the holy grail, is a stable and sustainable routine that you can perform for life. And here, you can clearly see how country dancing with meaningful dumbbell weights has no equal. Turbo does not change the fact that muscles still atrophy when you stop, and you can't do turbo all your life. This means that just like a person with a cast on their leg or a broken arm, the muscles do fade away. But a stable routine, that does, in fact, mean slow, continued development and muscle retention because you're always stimulating them. I think it needs to be said loud and clear that bodybuilding is an extension of aerobics, which is to say, dancing, yes, but with progressively heavier and heavier and heavier dumbbells. Start jogging. Use your wrist weights to easily cover the gap to the next dumbbell weight. And as always, the best way to burn up the fat is to go hiking and camping and feed your food to the local animals. Because every bite counts.